That's the problem I have with handhelds. I've got a dozen, and you know, some good. Still got the FT5, which I never soured on mine. I think it's just fine. I just never use it. I've got the an ID51 that I've been playing with lately. Occasionally I'll play with that, but just on the node, I could use a $10 Bofang for that, for a wireless mic for my node, right? It's about all it is. And, you know, I just got a couple of those Redivis RT3Ss. They were Don's. I just put the new software on them and all that in preparation to get rid of them. And just to see what they were all about, have an understanding, make sure they're working. Again, shrug. And, yeah, I just, at my Anytone, that's my only one. You know, I grab that Anytone 878 when I feel I need a handheld and it's not work-related. But, honestly, I'm just not a big handheld guy. If I could get a Motorola APX 8000 or a APX Next, which, you know, the limiting factor there is cost. You know, they're exorbitant. That's the perfect radio for me. But I don't know that it will be when I leave this job. When I leave this job, I'm not a scanner guy. I don't care to listen to things. And if I leave this job, I don't really care about 800 megahertz. So I don't know. I gotta think long and hard about what I would want. Because right now I just grab my APX 8000 because it covers just anything that I need or care about. But, I mean, alas, it's, you know, 4,000 plus, you know, so that's not happening for most people anytime soon.